Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Nun Aleph, and we are on Nun Amabez, as we are in Perek Rebbe Yishmael, which we started yesterday, the sugyas of Markolis. If you find stones, what is the halacha? The last Perek is if you find trees and branches, and find statues, and find houses, different types of houses. But this, we started, what about the stones issue? And yesterday we discussed a little bit. Again, there's a lot more regarding the Issur Melacha of Shemitah and the Issur Melacha of Chol HaMoed. Those are two very different ideas of Issur. The Gemara even alluded to that by saying Chol HaMoed is not only about an Issur Melacha, but it's also about Tircha. Mashenke, when it comes to Shemitah, it's not about Tircha. It's about the Issur and many different Pshatim. In terms of the Rishonim, Tame HaMitzvahs, the Isser behind Shemitah, right, there are 22 mitzvahs regarding Shemitah V'Yovel. That's a lot of mitzvahs, the Rambam counts in that area, that set of halachos, but different pshatim given into the message of Shemitah, rova them being surrounded on about the issue of Bitachon and the issue of recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the real Bialim of the land. The Ber Yosef has a beautiful discussion of this in Parshas Bahar, where he discusses Shemitah being connected to Maimed Har Sinai, which the Midrash connected to, that it's a function of having the attitude of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in charge, and even if I don't understand it, and I'm not going to work, but that is what the message is, and one has to remember Har Sinai if one wants to properly fulfill the idea of Shemitah's Karka. And again, a lot more, but we will just continue. Just one other ha'ara I wanted to mention. The Rav Rimon writes in his Sefer on Shemitah. It's interesting. If the Shemitah is just about making sure that the poor have enough, and that's why things are hefker, right? So that anybody can walk into the field and nobody's considered rich or nobody's considered poor. So why isn't Shemitah just about giving extra tzedakah? Yeah, you should have to give a lot of tzedakah to make sure everybody's taken care of. But that's not the mitzvah Shemitah. Mitzvah Shemitah is that just don't work the land. Because the answer he explains, based on others, that is that it's not just about making sure everybody has, but it's about making sure nobody feels beneath anyone else. And therefore, even if someone would receive, that would make them feel inferior. Right, like I said, the Rambam's eight levels of tzedaka, and the highest level, of course, is giving somebody a job, that they don't feel beneath anyone. And as we get lower in the levels of tzedakah, but the highest levels are anonymous because you don't want anybody to feel that they're getting any handout. So that's why Shemitah is about to create that societal reality that there are no owners and beggars. Everybody's equal. It's not just about getting the money. That's what Shemitah does, because Shemitah is mafkir the land, right? Whether it's Avkata de Malka or Avkata de Gavra, right? Whether the discussion, do you have to say something about the land, again, without getting into the halachic issues, but that is the approach that one is supposed to have. By Shemitah's Karka, we're all equal in this. We're all have the same perspective in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of our bialus, in terms of our mammon, and therefore Shemitah helps create that environment. Remember that Gemara in Ksubis where Mar Ukva does whatever he can in order not to be able to embarrass the Ani. The Ani's running after him, and he runs, he and his wife are there, and they run down here, they run down there, they run into an oven, and his feet start burning a little bit, he goes onto his wife's feet. But that whole story was in order to prevent the Ani from seeing who he was. He didn't want to make the Ani feel like he is an acceptor of gifts. Soni matanos yichya. And therefore, he runs away. But again, that's part of the issue of Shemitah's Karka as well. Yeah, there's an interesting discussion of the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Pei Dalid. What about women? What about women in Shemitah's Karka? What's the issue of Shemitah's Karka? The Losa says they're all involved. But the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Pei Dalid discusses, well, every time women are included in a time-bound mitzvah, there's a limud in the pasuk for it. It's a limud in the pasuk. For Shabbos, right? Well, how do we know the women are included in the mitzvah of Kiddush and all the mitzvahs that say of Shabbos? Because of the hekesh of Zachar v'Shamar. Kosh yeshno b'shmira, yeshno b'zachira. How do we know they're included in other time-bound mitzvahs? Three of them, afinoi boso anes. How do we know that they're included in the mitzvah of matzah? Because they're included in the isser of chametz. So whenever there is a limud to include them in mitzvahs aseh that are time bound, there is a limit in the Gemara. The question is, as the Menachas Chinuch here in mitzvah pei dalid, there is no such limit when it comes to shmitas karka. The mitzvahs aseh of shmitas karka. The los aseh, obviously, women are included in all los aseh, even if they're time bound, except for the two exceptions that are mentioned in the Mishnah Maseches Kiddushin, about the Baal Tashchis and Baal Takif and about the Tami L'Mesim. Right, that's it. But besides that, they're included in all los aseh. But shmitas karka, the mitzvah aseh. Where is the source? So you might say, oh, just like they're included in the los aseh, so they're included in the aseh. But it doesn't say that anywhere. So that's his one of his nafkaminas in terms of his discussion of how do we look at shmitas karka. Is it something that the person has to do? Akata de gavra, that a person has to be mafkir his field. Ani mesupak. He writes, and then he quotes this as the machlokas of the earlier achron and the ma'arid and the Beis Yosef. But he says, "Ime amitzvah karkafta degavra derachmana tzivahu lahavkir peirosav bishvias umechuyav lekayim lahavkir." A person has a chiyav to be mafkir his fruit and to make sure that they are ownerless. Ve'mafkir hareza hefker avalameino mafkir. Ain't no hefker. If he doesn't do it, it's not hefker. Unhid to overall say mikol makom ain't no hefker. Rock overall gzeras Hashem yisbarach. Imkain ain't acher rashay litzlo. I can't take it. It's belongs to the person. And if he's not mafker, he's not mafker it. V'haru gezel biyad acherim kol zman shelo hefker. Number one. Or do I say no? Oh, dumb hefker zayin srichem abaylam lahafkir. Rakum afkata demalka. Hashem is mafkir. Shumemela hefker. Rakim no al karmo over alaseze. If I lock up my field, I am preventing the aniyim from getting it, but it's hefker anyway. Varyu goes al arabim. I'm stealing from them if I lock it up. Aval memela ave hefker. Okay, putter me meiser bechol inyan. Nafkamina, you putter from trubis and meisers. If I'm not mafkir it, can take it. Number of nafkaminas. But he quotes another nafkamina about women. Women, if it's something that I have to do, so then you might say that they're pater from the mitzvah. The Rava Machaber calls that the noig is a charmen akevus. The Chinuch here says that it's noig by men and women. The iam rina da mitzvah that say here kakaf to the bechuyev lahafkir the kakaz or akasuv. If you say it's a mitzvah on the person to be mafkir, imkei lama nashim chayos the mitzvah zu. Why are women obligated? Ha mitzvahs asay shazman grama nashim peturos. It's a mitzvah say that women are pater from. Ach yesh litchos. So then he says, maybe not, maybe it's not called Azman Grama. De peros shvius la'olam heim bikdusha son. Peros shvius, once they exist, they are bikdusha son. V'yafilu bishar shanim kivin shagalu bishvius lo'hav Azman Grama. Maybe that's not called Azman Grama, we'll get back to that. But he says, zenicha la'rambam, who says, talks of a guest in the tzitzis. Ksus yom patra b'layla b'chol inyan, al-kirav tzitzis Azman Grama. But according to the Rosh and Tosfos who say that ksus yom, if you have a daytime garment, it's chayiv even b'layla, so you see, it doesn't matter, go by time. This is Azman Grama, once it's limited in a certain way. So even if peir shvius are always b'kdusha, it should be like tzitzis, that it's still Azman Grama. Ela al-karchech, it must be, what's the other way to say that women are automatically obligated? It's nothing for the person to do. It's afkata demalka. Right? It's based on what Hashem does. V'yein chilik bein anashim l'anashim. Da Torah afkarei. Achim no'el karmo da over ba'aseh gam anashim overos. Kemoshim mitzvah saseh shushay b'sheh v'altaseh v'lo kum aseh. De'efshar da anashim chayavos. It could be that the Zman Grama Ptur, it's only by mitzvah saseh that are b'kum v'aseh. Not b'sheh v'altaseh. Either way, this is his fascinating discussion regarding the mitzvah saseh of v'ashviyas tish b'tenu unetashta. The Zman Grama issue that he gets into a little bit, and that is, oh, the Shpeir Shmita always have Kedusha, therefore it might not be Zman Grama, and he compares it to Tzitzis, there might be another way to say it. Right? This is a discussion of some of the Achronim, and then we'll start today's daf, a couple of lines up. But this is from yesterday's daf. You know, I have to give Ahmed Bey's time also. Right? Now people say it's not Ahmed Bey's, but this is counted as Ahmed Bey's. The Chachma Shlomo on Shulchan Aruch, where Shlomo Kluger discusses Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana. The minhag is women don't do Kiddush Levana. The Magen Avraham quotes the Shlomo Kadosh as saying, why? Because somehow connects to Chava. Heim garmu pekam halavana. Okay, so that's a Kabbalistic idea. But in a halachic realm, are women obligated in Kiddush Levana? Or are based on the Ramban, well-known Ramban. The Ramban has one line in Miseches Kiddushin, listing off all the mitzvahs I say that are not time-bound. One of them he lists is Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer is not a time-bound mitzvah. Ask all the Achronim, that's not a time-bound mitzvah. There's no greater time-bound mitzvah. It must be a Tosofer in the Ramban. Must be, it meant something else. It said Samach Hey, and it meant Sfiras HaZava, and not Sfiras HaOmer. But if you say that it's a real Girsa, how do you explain that? How is Sfiras HaOmer not as Zman Grama? So explains the Chachma Shlomo, Rav Yochanan Fischer Perlau also talks about this in his Akdama to to Rav Yochanan Pirshei Perla's Sefer HaMitzvos, and that is, Zman Grama, a mitzvah says Zman Grama means where the reality exists always. Today it's a mitzvah, tomorrow is not a mitzvah. Every day I could have a shofar. Today it's a mitzvah to blow shofar, tomorrow is not a mitzvah to blow shofar. Today I have a lulav, it's a mitzvah to shake a lulav today, it's not a mitzvah to shake a lulav tomorrow. That's a Zman Grama. The time is goreim that it is a mitzvah today. But, explains Rav Shlomo Kluger, if the time is goreim the reality, and memela the reality is responsible for there being a mitzvah, that's not called a Zman Grama. What's the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana? To make a bracha to Hashem as the moon is getting bigger. So is that Zman Grama because the second half of the month you can't do the mitzvah? No. It's just that the second half of the month, the conditions for the mitzvah don't exist because the moon's not getting bigger. The mitzvah is only to make a bracha to Hashem when the moon's getting bigger. That's not called a Zman Grama. Or maybe Bikurim, he discusses, right? The mitzvah to bring Bikurim between Shavuos and Sukkot, or Shavuos and Chanukah. That's the mitzvah. It doesn't exist outside those boundaries. It's not that there are bikurim, but there's no mitzvah to bring it. No, the mitzvah only exists at this time. Or Sirius HaOmer. The mitzvah is to count from Pesach to Shavuos. So what? On Sukkot. Oh, it's a mitzvah. I could count today, but it's not a mitzvah. No. You define the mitzvah as counting between Pesach and Shavuos. When that reality doesn't exist, then it's not just that the item exists, or the maisa exists, but it's not a mitzvah. The maisa does not exist. And therefore, maybe here too, maybe the mitzvah has to do with Shemitah's karka. And when it's not Shemitah, it's not that, oh, I could dig the land today, but I could leave the land phyla, but it's not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is defined, and you have to know based on Chazal, how do you define each mitzvah? The mitzvah is defined as leaving the land empty and not working it during the Shemitah year. So it might be similar to Kiddush Levana, Bikurim, Sirius HaOmer, like all of those examples that are given by the Achronim. Okay, let's continue. Let's start. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Says Rav now, Nun Amabez, 6 lines up from the bottom. Avodas Kochavim She'ovden Osah B'makel. Avodas Kochavim. Now we're getting into rules and regulations of Avodah Zarah. We haven't discussed some of this since Masechah Sanhedrin, even though we're already on the 50th daf of Masechah Avodah Zarah. We haven't mentioned, I don't remember, the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, and related to this Gemara. But first let's read the Gemara. Rav says, Avodas Kochavim She'ovden Osah B'makel. An Avodah Zarah that you worship by shaking a stick in front of it. That's how you worship the Avodah Zarah. Shiber Makel B'fanei Achayev. If you break a stick in front of it, you're going to be chayev daraisa. Zarak makal b'fanei pater. If you just throw a stick in front of it, so then you are going to be pater. What's the difference between breaking a stick and throwing a stick? If the way that you worship it is just shaking a stick, you haven't done that either. You haven't shaken a stick by throwing it or by breaking it. So I'm Abai Alarava. Maishna shiber dehavile ke'ein zvicha. Why would shiber be considered chayev? Not because that's the way you worship it. That's not called shaking. But we know, as Rashi here explains, there are certain acts that are chayiv by every Avodah Zarah. Even if it's not the derech specifically of this Avodah Zarah. And one of those acts is shechita. Right? If I shecht something, if I shecht an animal, l'shem this Avodah Zarah, even if it's markolis, even if it's I serve it some other way, certain acts, four acts, are chayiv by every Avodah Zarah. So breaking a stick is like shechita, says the Gemara. That's like an act of shechit in front of the Avodah Zarah. So Abaye says, why do you say breaking a stick would be chayiv? Because that's like shechita. So zarak nami, tahavi lekein zrika. So throwing the stick is like zrika sadam. Right? So why would you only be chayiv for shvira and not by zrika? So the Gemara says, Amar le, answers Rava, be'ina zrika mishtaberes veleka. A zrika is defined as throwing something and then it scatters. You have to have droplets or pieces that go in a few different places. That's the act of zrika. Throwing a stick from one place to another place without breaking it, that's not similar enough to zrika. And that's why it's not going to be called a zrika. But if I break a stick, that's like breaking the neck of the animal. That's like shechting it. And therefore, one would be chayef. So Rashi here discusses, even though the Gemara doesn't say it explicitly, when the Gemara says, ovden osa b'makel, it must be the case as we just described it. That you serve it by shaking it. Because if it's by breaking it, then there's no shchiddush in the discussion. If it's by throwing it, then you'd be chayef for throwing it. So it must be, the case is right in the middle of that Rashi, Vizu, Imlo haya ovdan osaba makel, lo machaya vishaver makel. Right? If you wouldn't serve it by anything with a stick, then you wouldn't be breaking it, you wouldn't be chayev vishaver makel, to lo shaycha bifnim. Vim haya ovdan osaba zrikas makel, lo matila meidak zorag makel bifanea patur. Vim bishviris makel palchila pshita tachayev. And if you break it, if you serve it by breaking it, of course it's going to be chayev. So Ella, third to last skinny line, kigon, it must be, it must be that you serve it by shaking it. That's why you have this middle ground. Even though you don't serve it this way, since it's similar to how you break the neck of the animal, but Aval Zarak Pater, because that's not similar to what it does, and it's not similar to Avodas Pnim, as we just said. That's not called Zrika. It doesn't scatter. A little more, and then we'll mention the other Rishonim. Esve, is this really true that breaking it is similar enough, but throwing it is not? Safas Latsoa, if somebody takes excrement and stuffs it into the mouth of the Avodah Zarah idol, Osha Nisech Lefana Avit Shalmei Meraglayim, or pours on it the bowl where people go to the bathroom and people urinate in, Chayiv, one is Chayiv for that act, even though it's not the normal avoda of the idol. So says the Gemara, why would you be chayiv for those acts? So again, remember, there's two ways that you can be chayiv. Either it's the natural way of serving this idol, or it's one of the classic ways of serving, as we'll get to again in a second. Besh bishlumah. Fine, pouring the avid omei raglayim, that's a liquid, so you can say that's like a zrika. Quite, it scatters after you pour it. That's like a zrika. El et soa, my zrika mishtaber zrika, but soa, it's not the way it's you service it. We're not talking here about bal pa'or. And it's not a shvira or a zrika, so why would you be chayev there? So, but soa lacha. It must be liquid eat soa, and therefore it is a zrika, it is a zrika ha mishtaberis. Good. Lema kitanoim. Let's go a little bit more. Machlokes tanoim. Shochad lo chagav. Let's say Rav Shita that we just said, that breaking the stick is called a shchita. Let's say that itself is a machlokes tanoim, and Rav only agrees to one of the tanoim. Why? What's the machlokes? Shochad lo chagav. A grasshopper. A grasshopper does not need shchita. But if you shechted a grasshopper, if you broke its neck, Rashi Shita is l'chol avodas kochavim sheba olam. If he did this to any, bein darka bakach, bein ein darka bakach. So Rashi says on top, whether it's the way to serve the idol by doing this or not, Rashi says, the machlokas is, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev, achom potrim. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're chayev, achom say potter. So what's the svar for that machlokas? So my lab, haka miflagi. Maybe the machlokas is Rav Shita. Demar savar, amrinan, ke'ein zvicha. Rabbi Yehuda says, you know why you're chayev for breaking the neck of the grasshopper? Because it's like breaking a stick. It's like a shchita. And that's similar to Rav. Rav would hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Umar Savar, lo amrina ke'ein zvicha, ela ke'ein pnim. No, the ke'ein zvicha, shchita, would be only ke'ein pnim. It has to be similar to what is done inside, which is breaking the neck, right? Not just breaking something and not just cutting the chagav. And therefore, Rav would not be like the Chachamim. Right? See Rashi on top. Shacha lachagav, the second Rashi. Mar savar, Rabbi Huda savar, amrinan ke'ein zvicha. V'yafal pi delav zvicha mamashi. Even though it's not an actual shchita, to ha'ein shchitas chagavim no heges. V'havei kishviras makal. And it's just like breaking a stick, but that's enough to be chayiv. Because that's ke'ein zvicha, right? Breaking the neck of a grasshopper is like breaking a stick. And therefore, Rav would review this as chayiv, and that's Rav. The Rabbanim would say, no, you don't say that. Shvir ke'ein zvicha. You didn't shecht. It's not ke'ein pnim. So, is Rav like a machlokas tanoim, and Rav is only like one of the tanoim? So it says the Gemara, no, lo, to kuliyama lo amrin and ke'ein zvicha. Maybe nobody agrees to Rav. Maybe everybody would say you need mamish ke'ein pnim. You have to do a shchita, and Rav would have no leg to stand on. Well, Rav is tanu upalik. But Rav would have neither of these opinions. Ella, ke'ein pnim be'inan. But you need ke'ein pnim. You need an actual shchita of an animal. V'shayni chagav hol v'tzavar odom v'tzavar behema. The machlokas is, a stick for sure would be no good. But the question is the neck of a chagav enough? Is the neck of the grasshopper enough to be considered similar to the neck of an animal? And that's why Rabbi Yehuda would say it's good, because it's ke'ein shchitas pnim. Good. There is a machlokas rishonim, Rambam and the Ramban, in terms of minyan mitzvos. The Rambam in mitzvah, right all the way at the beginning, mitzvahs lo saseh, dalid, hey, vav, really hey and vav. The Rambam at the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvahs lo saseh are all the avodah zara lo saseh. Number one is lo yelach alohim achirim. Right, that's not mitzvahs lo saseh number one. Mitzvah lo saseh number two, his hiranam me'asos avodah zara lehe aved. Lo saseh pesel, v'chol temuna. That's number two. Number three, me'asos avodah zara afilo luzula seinu kedei lavodosa, even making it for someone else. V'afilo hayamishi itzavelo lasos agoy. Elohim aseicha lo sasu lachem. Just making it is a problem. Number four, his irano measos tsuros mine balechayim in ha'etzim avanim v'matechos, as we had earlier, right? Milosas nitiel hechesel hezahav. That's four. Now we get to five and six, the worshiping ones. The Rambam counts two separate mitzvos lo saseh. Number one, mitzvah chamishas shehis irano meishtachvos lavodazara. Isser of bowing down to Avodah Zarah. V'umavur shamano Avodah Zarah nirtza kol mi sheyave zulasakel. Any item worship besides God. Lo sashtachav evalosa avdein. Ve'ena kavana istar shtachavaya levada lo zulasa. And I don't mean to say only bowing down. Va'amnam zachar derech echon midarkei ha'avoda rotzeh lomar ha'hishtachavaya. V'chein anu muzharim mehakriv lahem ulenaseich ulekater. This istar said the Rambam are the four avodos that are used to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with also bowing down, shechting, pouring, burning. Right? Haktara, Nisuch, all of these are included. Umi sh'avar al achas me'ela, ve'hishtachaveh, o hikriv, o nisich, o kiter, chayev skila. If somebody does one of these four acts, bows down, or is makriv, shechts, or pours wine, pour libations, or burn something, l'shem yavodah zara, those are all aser. V'inyan zeh mamar ki elu harba minim in ha'avoda, hishachvaya zvicha kiter nisuch shabam, tziva aleinu shenavod hakel yisaleh. These four actions are reserved to serve Hashem with. Kol mi sheyavod avodah zara be'echan mehen chayev skila, afilu haya oso hanevad, ein midarko sheyavod badavar mehen. Even if this is not the normal way to worship this avodah zara with, it's Baal Pa'ar, it's Markolis. You worship it some other way, doesn't matter. These four avodos are usur by any idol. Right? We had this back in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin and Daf Samach, but this is what's called Shelo Kedarka. Rotzelomar, Avobi Sha'avarasa Shelo Kedarka Vodasa, Me'acher Sha'avda Be'echel Me'eluch Haivskila, Kishahaya Mezid. Vakare Zimlonodolo Nasaba Onesh, Shogi Gakriv Karban. Fine. That is all mitzvah lo saseh hey. Then mitzvah lo saseh vav is his hiranu me'avod avodah zarah afilu bezulas arba aminim akodmim, worshipping even not one of those four actions, bitnai shetia osa havodah kedarka. If that is the derech of that avodah to worship pa'or as is worshipped, and markolos, to throw a rock on markolos, that's an isadaraisa, number six. Rotzelo marshi avodah samamashu derech oso hanevat sheyavebo, kemoshe yifar atzmo lepa'or, o yizrok evan lemarkolos. Those are always the two that are given as examples. Fu'amor yisaleh, Velosa Avdeim. Velosa Avdeim, right, and this is what's learned out in the seventh parak of Sanhedrin, and he discusses our case as well. Molech, right, all of these. Two. The Ramban argues, the Ramban says, I don't understand. Why are you counting all four as one Avera? And if you're going to count all four, if you're going to count them, you should count four Averas. Or count all of Adazara as one, right? The Kederech and Shalom Kederech. How could you have, why the Ramban doesn't think that you should have two separate mitzvos that are in this category. Vans Ram Nachonim, Shelo Hamanias, Hakrava Vaktara, Einan Le Medos, Milavdish Tachavaya. Right? It's a different limud. The Ramban doesn't like this categorization and minion of the Rambam. But he also has another question on the Rambam, which we'll focus on for a second. Says the Ramban, and I don't know how he could count so many mitzvos from the first two of the Dibros. Right, the Rambam, if you go through the second Dibur of the Aseres HaDibros, the Rambam has a lot of mitzvahs from that. All these are separate losases for the Rambam. What's the problem? The Ramban quotes, we know Chazal tell us that the first two Dibros, Hashem himself told us, and the rest of them we heard from Moshe, and that's the source for Taryag Mitzvos, right? The second to last Daf and Makos, Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, Torah, Gematria 611, Moshe told us, 611 plus 2 we heard straight from Hashem. But wait a minute, says the Ramban. If you have six different mitzvos in the first two Dibros, then it should be six we heard from Moshe, and 607 we heard from Hashem. Right? According to the Rambam, I don't understand how you count so many mitzvahs. There should only be two. Because it says 611 plus two, and the first two we heard straight from Hashem. So I don't understand what the Rambam is talking about, says the Ramban. You shouldn't count so many mitzvahs from the second Dibur of the Aseret Dibur. That's the Ramban's strong question against the Rambam. So how do you answer that question? So the Meshech Chachma comes up in the clutch. Baruch Hashem. So the Meshech Chachma says, in Parshas Yisro, and then we will continue, says the Meshech Chachma, Chalila l'Rabbeinu, she'ya'alim mimenu maimer ha'shagar b'fiv. Chas v'sham, you think the Rambam forgot this maimer? Right, Chas v'shalom, the Rambam quotes that Chazal. He quotes it in Chulin Daf Kuf, in the sugya that we've discussed before about Nitna Torah v'Nitzchach Halacha. The Rambam knows that Gemara at the end of Makos. So how could the Rambam count four different losases from the second Dibur in the Aseret Dibros? Says the Meshech Chachma, you have to look in the Mor Nevuchim. And if you look in the Mor Nevuchim, then you'll understand what the Rambam is doing. And all the Sfarim of the Rambam, says the Meshech Chachma, are all one unit. The Rambam explains in Mor Nevuchim, when it says that Hashem, Anochi v'lo yelecha mipi agvura shmanum, right, Anochi v'lo yelecha, that does not mean that they heard the words of God in the first two Aseret Dibros, according to the Rambam. It just means they had a recognition of the divine. They had an unbelievable event. And you want to see the Gemara says in Shabbos that they died and they came back to life, but they had some event that implanted in them the belief, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and there's no one else like him. Not the details of all the psukim. They didn't hear that. That was Moshe detailed them afterwards. But Anochi Lo Yilecha, the idea that there is a God and there's no one else, that experience, that is what they went through. Says the Rambam, says the Meshech Chachma, quoting, explaining to the Rambam, the Yisrael lo shamu rakol elokim bilvad, velo prate hadvarim, upirish anochi velo yiyah bipia gvurashmanum, haynu mitzat gvuras hamofes, kishnei shirashim elu, mitzias Hashem Yisbarach, vehayoso echad, omnam yusku bimofes, bi'iyun ha'enoshi, v'chomashi yodea bimofes, mishpat anavi, komashi yodea boshaveh, ein yitaron, v'chulu, and he continues and explains. And that's what he says, that they don't have to ask any kashas. It wasn't like that they heard all of these psukim, and the Rambam counts them as four different losases. No, they had an experience. We can't fathom what the experience was, but it was an experience of revelation. And that experience taught them, there is a God and there's no one else. That's why there are two. Moshe Rabbeinu went through with the Luchos, teaching them all the different details of Avodah Zarah, some of them that happen to be more. But it doesn't mean literally the words Lo Yielecha Mipi Agvur Shmanim. It's the experience of Lo Yielecha. That's what they heard, and that's what they experienced. Okay, that's a major Meshech Chachma. Says the Gemara now, let's continue. We are Amar Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Amar Rav. So again, what Rav said before, but now we have an added element that the Gemara adds on. Avodas kochavim she'ovdeno sabemakel, al avodah zara, that you worship a makel, let's say by shaking yet, shibir makel b'fanei achayiv, v'ne'eseres. Right, add a line. V'ne'eseres, the stick becomes aser. The stick becomes tikroves avodah zara. Right, if I break a stick in front of it, that's like something that I use to serve the avodah zara, and therefore it becomes nasar. We'll see this later on also. There are many different parts and elements and objects having to do with an avodah zara. Number one, there's the actual avodah zara. Right, that's what we discussed yesterday a little bit. Markolis, the rocks of Markolis, they become part of the avodah zara. We'll get to that by the Shem soon. But number one, it is the actual avodah zara. Number two is tikroves avodah zara. Right, it's something that is sacrificed or given as a present to the Avodah Zarah. Then there's also, and there's different halachas between each of these, there's noy Avodah Zarah. There's something that I put on the Avodah Zarah to decorate it, or it's just to, to make it look nice. I put clothing on it. I'm not giving that as a hakrava to the Avodah Zarah. It's noy Avodah Zarah. It's part of the decorative parts of the Avodah Zarah. That has a different halacha than others. There's mishamshe Avodah Zarah. Let's say I use a shovel to serve, to bring the ktores. So that's, I'm not giving the shovel, right? That's not tikroves. That's mishamshe avodah zarah. So you have actual avodah zarah, noy avodah zarah, tikroves avodah zarah, mishamshe avodah zarah. Right? And then we have even a fifth category, something that we had earlier. What about if something is just in proximity of avodah zarah? Let's say the chatzer that the avodah zarah is in. Right? Is there chatzer, kinyan chatzer for avodah zarah, something like that. So again, those are five different areas. So again, here we're getting into tikroves. Says the Says the Gemara. So again, if Rav says, if you break the stick and you do that in front of the Avodah Zarah, so you're chayiv, and it is neseres because it's tikrovas Avodah Zarah. Zarak makal b'faneha, if you throw the stick, chayiv, if Rashi says, if that's the way that you worship the Avodah Zarah, right, because we said earlier Rav said the opposite, right? Chayiv, Rashi says, ukigon sha'avodasa bezrikas makal. Right? If that's the way you worship it, then an aseres, but it does not become usser. Why? Because you're not giving it by breaking it, but here it wouldn't be Naseris. Rashi says, Delohavi Tikrovis, Elamidi Tikain Pinim. It wouldn't be Tikrovis. They ask the Gemara, what's the difference? If both are an act of Avodah Zarah, why is it, aren't they both Tikrovis? Amalei Rav Lerav Nachman, Maishna Shiber Dahavi Lekain Zvicha, Shiber is like shechting it, and therefore it's Kain. It's not only an act that's done, but it's Kain Pnim. So Zaragnami, Havi Kain Zrika. Right, it's Kain Zrika. So Amalei Bin and Zrika Mishtabers Veleka. No, it's not exactly like Zrika, as we said. It doesn't scatter, and therefore it is not Kain Zrika. So it won't, it'll be enough to be an act of Avoda, but it wouldn't be enough to be called tikroves if it's done. That's the chiluk that the Gemara seems to be making. Says the Gemara, Elamayata, if you're telling me you have to have a zrika hamishtaberes in order to be asur, to be tikroves, Elamayata, avani beis markolos b'mayasru. So what about our Mishnah, our Perek? You throw a rock at the idol, and it becomes asur, right? If you find the rocks, you have to be worried that it was part of somebody threw it there. But one second, even if somebody threw it there, if it's not mishtaberes, if it doesn't scatter, it's just a rock that falls down, then it shouldn't be usher. Even if the act was an avodah zarah, what do we see here? It's not tikroves, unless it's kein zrika. So why is it usher? What's the whole issue about finding rocks and being nervous about it? So amar lei, af lididi kashuli, I also had this question, v'sha'alti the rabbah baravua, v'rabbah baravua l'chiyah barav, l'chiyah barav l'rav, v'yamar lei, and we went back to Rav, we went back to the source. V'yamar lei, na'aseh kimegadel avodas kochavim. Markolos is different, because when you throw the rock on Markolos, you're not only serving it, but you are adding to the idol itself. So it's not just tikroves, it's category one, right? You are expanding the idol itself. Kimegadel avodas kochavim, Rashi. Hatosefes shel Markolos, katan, le'asos Markolos gadol, v'yisro mishem avodas kochavim atzma, v'lo mishem tikroves. And that's why Markolos is different. But a makel, you're not adding the makel to the Avodah Zarah, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. Good. Says the Gemara, Hanicha, Lamanda Amar. This is fine according to the machlokas that we're going to have on the Amud base. Avodas kochavim shalovei kochavim asur miyad. There's a machlokas tanoim. If an idolater designates an Avodah Zarah but doesn't worship it yet, is it asur right away? There's going to be a machlokas tanoim. Is it by Jew versus non-Jew? One of them is usher right away, one of them is only usher when you worship it. So machlokas in opposite directions. So this shita works if you say that it's usher miyad, because then right when you throw it, it becomes part of the idol and it's usher. El amanda amar ad shete aved, but if you say it's usher only once it is worshipped, tishteri, tahalo polcha, so this rock that you threw is never worshipped. They're designating it, but it was never worshipped. It was used in worship, but it was never worshipped. So therefore, it shouldn't be usher yet. So Amalei, kol achas va'achas, na'as is avodas kochavim v'tikroves l'chaverta. Meaning, it is ne'avad because every time the next person throws the rock after the one you threw, that's servicing this idol. I throw it on Tuesday, so now it's part of the avodah zarah. Somebody throws it on Wednesday, so now they are worshipped. Now it is ne'avad because they have just worshipped it. So the Gemara says, okay, what about the last guy? Ihachi basraisa miyatishtari. The last one should be mutter then, because that was never worshipped. So the Gemara has Amar lei inachinami iyadata lezil shakla. If you knew which was the last rock there, then fine, you could take it. Meaning inachinami, it has to be nevad according to that opinion. Ravashi Amar Ravashi says no. Maybe there's another way to look at it. Even if it's not nevad, it is going to be usser. Ravashi Amar kalachas vaachas. Na'as says tikroves la'atzma v'tikroves la'chaverta. Says Rav Ashi, some way, as you worship it, it is also considered worshipped. It's a tikroves to itself. When you give this, it becomes the idol, and it is considered a worship part of the idol. It's kind of like boin ke'echad, as we have in other contexts of halacha, totally different areas. Sometimes the result that you need is considered as if it happened, even though the act that you're doing achieves that result. right? Like giving a get to a wife. A wife is only everything she has is considered her husband's rishus. It's actually be kona her get. So Gemara says bon ke'echad. She has her own rishus as she gets the get, even though the get creates her own rishus. It's a unique halachic model. So that's what this Gemara sounds like. Also, it becomes the idol and it's also worshipped, and therefore it is usur immediately. You don't need that an act is done afterwards. Okay, machlokas Rav Ashi and the other opinion of the Gemara, whether it actually has to be worshipped or not. Period. Tikrovis la'ata, grovis la'chaverta. It becomes part, meaning it's a tikrovis for what it is thrown to, right? What it is thrown to, and it is a tikrovis for itself. So it is for the big idol that is already there. It is considered using that to be worshipped, the larger idol, but it itself becomes part of that idol and is considered ne'avad itself. Period. Says the Gemara, this works well, but what about the following Mishnah? Tanan, Matzah, Barosho. So now Barosho. So what does Rosho mean? Now the question is going to be, what if I find something on the head? Is this Tikroves? Is this Noi? Right? We're going to get to what are these things, items considered. Tikroves, there's no Bittul by Tikroves. We had that already. Even though by actual Avodah Zarah there is, and by Noi. But again, that's why it's important to know what exactly is this considered. This was part of the issue, if you remember, a number of years ago, about a decade ago, probably about a decade and a half ago, the whole Sheitel controversy. Part of that was about what was the hair considered? Was it Tikroves? Was it not Tikroves? Was it Noi? Right, this is part of that major issue that was taking place at that time in the postgame. Anyway, Tanan, Matzah, Barosho, Ksus, Umos, if you find on the top of an idol, clothing or money. Okay, Lim, Harelu Mutarin, right, those are Mutter, you don't have to assume it's a problem. We'll see why. Parchile, Anavim, Vatar, Shalshi, Balam, Vienas, Vishranim, Muslasos, but if you find a bunch of grapes or wheat bundles or Yeno, Shmanim, Muslasos, wine, oils, flour, Vacholdavar, Shekayosi, Bokar, Lagabim, Mizbeach, Usser. If you find any of these other items as usur, you have to assume, as we'll see, that's tikrovis. So bishlama yeno shmanu muslasos. I understand wine, oil, flour, ika kein pnim, vika kein zrika mishtaberes. Those are used to serve Hashem with, right, in the menachas and nisach hayayin. And also when you throw them, they scatter. And therefore they would be usur, right, wine and oil and flour. Ela parchile anavim viataro shal shibalim. But if you have a bundle of grapes and wheat, lo kein pnim ika, whether you ever give grapes in the Beis HaMikdash, or wheat, velokein zrika mishtaberesika, right? And it doesn't scatter, right? When you throw a bundle. So the Gemara says, so why would those be asur? So Amar Rava, Amar Ula, kegon shebatzron mitchila lakach. The original harvesting was with this in mind, l'shem the Avodah Zarah. And the harvesting itself, Rashi explains, is like a shviras makel. Right, when you break it off from the vine, that itself is like Shviras Makel, because you had it in mind, you don't have to do it actually in front of the idol, because you did an act of Shvira, that is considered like an act of Shchita, and that is why it is Usser. The Rishonim here discuss, it's not Ke'en Pnim, what about Bikurim? Bikurim may have grown, right, the Shivas Aminim, right, grapes. Right, so why isn't that Ke'en Pnim? So the Rishonim discuss, is Bikurim called an Avoda? Right, is given to the Kohanim, it's not a Karban, the Kohanim aren't limited to where they eat the Bikurim in terms of it being in the Azara. So how much are Bikurim Ke'en Pnim? That is a fascinating discussion. There is one line in the Me'iri, which we don't find anywhere else. One line in the Me'iri, where the Me'iri says, right over here, the Efshar Shabikurim, okay, that's what we just said. Because the Bikurim are eaten by the Kohanim, the Mizbeach doesn't get anything. It's not really an Avodah. Oh, Shema, Me'acher Shahayinu Svurim, Shalo Batsran Mitchilo Lekach, Hare Ein Mevin Bikurim, Ela Imkeim Nilkatu L'Shem Kach. Whoa. You have to do a Betzira L'Shma by Bikurim, says the Me'iri. In order for it to be Bikurim, it has to be harvested L'Shma. And therefore, that harvest is Lishma, so it's not Ke'en Pnim. The footnote's on the bottom. Eineni yodea makar lazeh. I don't know where the makar for this is. Right, the Rambam discusses. Halokeach peiris tlushin v'loka hakarka mevi. Right, lo afrishim emechubor v'lokor hashem mafrishar hachashinit l'shu. We don't have any sources for this relating to Bikurim Lishma. Either way, it's an interesting line of the Me'iri. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Minayin lo zaveach beid ma balas mum. La'avodas kochavim shu pator. How do I know if I shecht a animal that has a mum to avodah zara on patur shenamar zovech lavohim yacharam bilti l'Hashem levado? Right, if you sacrifice to gods, yacharam, only to Hashem. Lo asar Torah, ela ke'en p'nim. So we parallel what we would give to Hashem. So a baal mum, we wouldn't give to Hashem, and therefore there's not going to be an iser daraisa for giving that to an idol. So, havi be rava mi b'mai, what type of mum are we talking about? Ilema b'dokin sheba ayin. Are we talking about some type of problem mum in the little part of the eye? So, says the Gemara, hashla b'nei Noach, chazi l'gavoa, bibama ditu, but that's not really a mum for other nations of the world. B'nei Noach, before, or B'nei Noach even now, let's say they wanted to build a bama and give a carbon to Hashem, right? There wouldn't be an isser of bringing this type of animal with the Dokin Shebanayim. So, if it's okay for them, la'avodas kochavim ibai, so of course it wouldn't be considered not a carbon, for avodas kochavim, so are we talking about that type of mum? Because then you should be chayiv for that type of mum. So Gemara says, no, we're not talking about that type of mum. We're talking about a real baal mum. El adam mechusar aver. We're talking about missing a limb, and that's a baal mum even for them, right? And that you're not be chayiv for. That would be a baal mum even for bnei Noach who want to give a carbon, let's say, to Hashem, right? Ukeder b'lazar, adam b'lazar, manam mechusar aver shuasal bnei Noach. As we had this Gemara earlier in the first parak, how do we know mechusar aver is aser to bnei Noach? He cannot bring the carbon. Shneemar mikol hachai pasuk by Noach mikol basar shnayim mikol amra Torah have behema shechayin rasheha rashi ivarim shala. Bring a carbon animal that all of its limbs are intact, and therefore, if it's missing a limb, so that is a balmum even lagabe b'nei Noach. If you remember earlier, we had the Tosfos on the Hama Beis where Tosfos discussed it. Asur. So why isn't this one of the Shavim Mitzvos b'nei Noach? Right, well, the Shem Mitzvah Noach. You want to say the Shem Mitzvah Noach are all los aseis, and this is an asay to bring a proper carbon. Tosfos discusses: is there a chiv? Is this an asay? If it's a baal mum, just don't bring the carbon. Would we force him? Tosfos discusses: v'im nadar mechusar aver amrinan lekum ba'avei carbon shalem kum ba'asei lo kachashim. That's Tosfos's line. If he brings a mechusar aver, we tell him no, bring a real carbon. And the Gaon Hashas there discusses: since when would we force him? We just tell him, okay, don't bring this. We would tell him, Yesh la yein, lama omrim lave shalem, chi mechuyivu bekach lavi carbon shalem, af beneder, is a goy included in the mitzvahs asay of Moses Vasecha, the Shravi Asisa, right? That was the Gilyan Ashas, and Tosfos there that we had back on Daf Hema base. But either way, the next five lines we already had, and we discussed, then. Good. By the way, if you remember, this was the mum, the Dokin Shavayim was the mum that Bar Kamsa put in the animal, right? Because he wanted to get a mum. Exactly, that was not a mum for them, but was a mum for us. That was how he got us into trouble. Hi, Mikol Achai, mi by the Mutei Treifa. One second, Mikol Achai. That doesn't teach me to exclude Mechusar Eber. That teaches me to exclude Treifa. Mikol Achai. So Gemara says, Milahach Yozera Nafka. No, Lahach Yozera. That's what excludes Treifa. Says the Gemara, Hanichlam Adamar Treifa and Yoledes. That could exclude Treifa if you say a Treifa cannot reproduce, and that's why Lahach Yozera excludes Treifa. Elamand Amar Treifa Yoledes Ma'igel Amemar Amar Kra Itcha. Like you, Noach. Itcha bedomen lecha, similar to you, and you're not a treifa. Says the Gemara, how do we know? Bedomen Noach gufa treifa avi. Maybe Noach was a treifa, right? So the Gemara says it can't be. Why? Tosfos asked earlier, if you remember Davov, because he lived a long time after the Mabel. Isn't that how we know that he was a treifa? Okay, we discussed that then. But the Gemara says tamim ktsivve, because it says that he was a tamim. Dilma tamim bidracha. Maybe he was tam in his ways. Tzadik ktsivve. Dilma tamim bidracha v'tzadik b'maisa. Maybe they're both about his spiritual personality. Lo matzis amrit de Noach treifa gufa treifa havei. Now you can't say Noach was a treifa. Tisal gadaydach Noach treifa havei. Because if he was a treifa, then what's Hashem telling him? Amar le rachmana dechvaseich ayel shleimim lo ta'ayel. Bring animals like you. What? Only treifas? And not shleimim? So it can't be that he was a treifa, so it can't be teaching me that. Fine. So the Gemara ends off, v'hacha d'nafka mi itcha. So if you say itcha teaches me that excluding treifa, mi lahach yozer alam, at least what do you need that pasuk for? If it said itcha, if I only had said itcha, I would have thought that just meant for company. So Noach wouldn't be alone. V'afilu zakin v'afilu saris, but other animals that don't even have ability to reproduce. Kamash v'la lahach yozera. Because part of it is to bring karbanos, and part of it is to help repopulate the world after the Mabul, and therefore you need both psukim. Good. Amar Belazar, minayin l'shochet beimel markolis yuchayiv. How do I know that markolis, which is what this beginning of the parak is about, markolis, where you throw stones. How do you know if you shecht an animal to markolis, you're also chayiv, right? This is part of where the Rambam got his sefer mitzvahs from. Shenemar v'lo yizbechu od ezif chayhem las seirim. You should not shecht more karbanos to the seirim. To the Seirim, some other gods. Emenu Ilyin Kadarka, this can't be regular Kadarka, Dichsiv. It already says, Echa Yavdu El Hagoyim Ela Es Elohehem, Tanewin Lishalo Kadarka. So this pasuk teaches me, even Avoda Shalo Kadarka would be included. There is a mysterious Eben Ezra. The Eben Ezra on that pasuk. The Eben Ezra on that pasuk in Achremos says, on this pasuk, Vahasai says, Vanasan, on the pasuk, it's about this pasuk. It says that you take the two seirim and you put in Pesach Amoy, right in the avoda of Yom Kippur. He quotes Amar of Shmuel, Ava bisha kasev b'seir chadash ulashem gam seir mishtaleach ulashem vein sarach ki hamishtaleach eino karbon ki lo yishachid. The seir mishtaleach is not a karbon. Big topic, right? You don't do shchita on the seir mishtaleach. V'im yecholas lahavin asod shehu achar milas azazel. If you could understand the secret that is behind Azazel, Teda Sodo Vesod Shmo, then you'll understand the secret. Okay? Doesn't really help us. Ki yesh lo chaverim b'mikra. V'ani agala lecha ksas asod. I'll reveal to you a little bit of the secret. Beremez. In a hint. V'yoscha ben shloshim v'shalosh tida'enu. When you're 33 years old, you'll understand it. End of Eben Ezra. What does that mean? Right, I didn't understand that when I was 33. So what exactly does this mean? What's the secret of the Seir Lazazel? Right. So what does this mean? So the Ramban and says, "Ani Rachel Agala Sodo." You know, I'm a Rachel, so I'll be Magala Hisod. He says, "Vayi Ramos Lachar Reb Lazar Shateita Sodo Lachshadiel Pasuk." He, what does he say? The secret is count 33 psukim from this pasuk. Don't, doesn't mean when you're 33. Count 33 psukim, 33 psukim. Look at the Rabbeinu Bachai also. That's this pasuk. V'lo yizbechu od ezif chayem las seirim. It means usually we have an isser to like give karbana, so to speak, to avodah zarah and other powers, but that's the alzazel. Azazel somehow is a appeasement, so to speak. The Ramban and the Rabbeinu Bachai talk about this, to the other forces so they don't cause problems. And therefore, then, we can then serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. Right? The Rambam would never say such a thing like this in his rational world, but the Ramban and Rabbeinu Bachai that believe in other powers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world, obviously never to serve them, but this Azazel is something exceptional. Right? It's unique in its power, and that's the secret that the Eben Ezra and the Ramban are talking about. Okay, so that's what the pasuk teaches me. Valiz Bechu Od is teaching me Vishakta Markolis. Says the Gemara, V'hala Hachi Yudah Asa? Is that what this pasuk is teaching me? Hami Boy Look at the Tanya. You need the pasuk for the following. We're about to have a 25-line brisa. The last line of the brisa is going to learn something else out from this pasuk. Right, what is that? So, Kidatanya, the brisa says, Adkan, what's Adkan? If you look in Vayikra, in Perak Yud Zayin, there's a long parsha all about Shchutei Chutz. The Torah emphasizes Shchutei Chutz in many different psukim. So, what type of carbon is that talking about? So Adkan, up until Pasuk Zion. If you look in Vayikra, Perek Zion, the first six psukim are talking about Humadaber Bekachim Shikdishin B'Shas Yisra Abamos Yigrivim B'Shas Yisra Abamos. That's a regular case of Shchutei Chutz, where I am makriv an animal, I designate an animal at a time when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and it's at a time of an Isra Bamos, when we have a Beis HaMikdash even now, and I'm makriv it B'Shas Yisra Abamos. Shehari On Shana Amur, that's what the Torah says, you get karis for. Shenei Amar Ve'la Pesach O Amoy Lo Hevi'o V'Gomer. One shamanu asar binayin with the losa say the warning for that tamalom repentalo losacha later on ukud rabbi avinam rabbi la dom rabbi avinam rabbi la komakam shnemari shamaru pen va'al enu ela belosa say. Fine. So that first six psukim in that section of Perek Yud Zayin is about a regular case of shchutei chutz, a makdish and makriv and shochet at a time when there's an iser bamos. Mikan ve'elach, but the next psukim talk about an unusual case. Who medaber bekachim shekdishan b'shas heter habamos v'hikrivan b'shas iser habamos, where you're makdish it at a time when you could have given it, but then all of a sudden the base of Mikdash is built and you're not allowed to be makriv it now. So that also is also to give us an abama. But that's not going to be a chi of kares. Shneamar lamana sheyaviyu bnei Yisrael zivchem asherim zovchem. Right, that's the pasuk sheitarti lachukfar. You have the heter al pnei asadeh, but now malamet shekol zovech b'bama b'shas isra b'amos malo akasav kilu zovech al pnei asadeh. If you give this, it's also considered to avodah zara. Al pnei asadeh is another way of saying to avodah zara. Ve'heviyum l'Hashem, zu mitzvah saseh. It's a mitzvah saseh to even give this karban in the Beis HaMikdash. U'mitzvah lo saseh minayin, tamal omar. And where's the lo saseh? In this case, where you are makdash it b'shas, heter bamos. And you makdash it b'shas, iser bamos. We know there's a lo saseh, or pasik. Tamalomar v'lo yizbechu ode zivchehem. You can't give it. Yocho yehe anish kareis. Tamalomar. No. Chukas olam tia zos lahem. Zos lahem. This, meaning a bitel asei and a los asei, will be for them. V'lo acheres lahem. They won't get kareis. Question mark. But you see, therefore, that the end of this brisa uses our pasuk to teach me something else. To teach me there's an iser bamos, even in a time when you amak the shizbashat heter bamos. So how could we use it for shochet lomar kolis? Amarava, kari bay velo yizbechu, v'kari bay velo od. There's a lo sasi at the beginning of the pasuk with two phrases in the pasuk. So the lo could be going on both phrases of the pasuk, and you can learn out two different isurim from the phrase. Right? Rashi says, shadi ashara atravayu, v'techashvi letre lave. Right? You could have it as two lavim, and therefore learn two. Period. Good. Now we have the Mishnah that we quoted earlier. Matzah Barosho, earlier on today's daf. Matzah Barosho Mos, Ksus Okelem, Hari Lemutarin. If you find all these items on top, they're mutter. Parchili Anavin, Vatar Shal Shibalam, Bienetz Vishwan of Islasos. Vichol Darvisha Kayotzi, Bokar Vagame Mizbeach, Usser. These are all Usser. Right, again, we get into what's Tigrovitz, what's Noi, Vichulu. Minani Mili, how do I know that these would be only the earlier ones would be mutter? Amr Vchia Bar Yosef, Amr Voshia. Kasav Echad Omer, Vatiru Shikutsiyam, Vesgilu Lehem. Eitz v'even kesev v'zav asheri mohem. One pasuk calls all of these items disgusting, meaning part of avodah zarah: wood, stone, silver, gold. Because of echad omer lo tzachmod kesev v'zav alehem, only silver and gold. The second pasuk does not have wood, so not wood or stone. So haketzad, when is wood and stone included? When not? So haketzad imahem dumya da alehem. We compare. One pasuk says with them. One pasuk says on them. So we compare. Imahem dumya da alehem. Ma alehem davar shalnoi aser she'edo shalnoi mutter. Just like on them, only something that is shalnoi, something that beautifies them, aser. But if it's not shalnoi, it happens to be on them. Let's say I put a book on top of an idol just to have to go somewhere. That's not beauty, and therefore it wouldn't be aser. Afimahem, so too something with them. Davar shalnoi aser she'edo shalnoi mutter. Something that's not shalnoi mutter. So you compare imahem to alehem. Says the Gemara, maybe the opposite. Ve'im alehem dumya d'imahem. Ma imahem kol masha imahem af alehem kol masha alehem. Maybe it should be more chamor. Anything with them, mamish, is always aser. So says to alehem. Imkein lo yomer alehem. Then it shouldn't say alehem. It'll be a kaveh chomer lasar. Right? So why would you even need alehem? Right, Rashi. Kule kralo itzrich. Tahashta masha imahen. If something that's with them. De eno alav mamish. Ashmiina krad de shikutsim ninhu. If you say just something with them is usur, even though it's not on them, surely something on them. So that's why you don't need that. So that's why you have the first Rasha. So it says the Gemara now, one second. Mos, davar shel nayu. Why is money on top of the head mutter? Isn't that beautification? You put money on the idol. Amri debe rab yanai, bekis kashur v'tolo b'tzavaro. It's just in a bag hanging on the neck of the idol. It's not in a beautification way. Ksus darvish shalnoihu. What about clothing? Isn't that shalnoi? Amid be'rabiyanai b'ksus mukubeles u'manuchas arosho. It's a folded shirt on top of the idol. That's not shalnoi. It was just put there. Kli darvish shalnoihu. Isn't a kli darvish shalnoi? Amir apapa t'schif alei mashchilta areshe. You have an upside down bowl on top of the idol. Meaning all of these are items that are obviously just put there. They're not Tigroves, and they're not beautifying the idol. And therefore, it's not called Noi. So that's why all these in the Gresha are Mutter. Amar Avasi Barchia, Kosho Lefnimina Kilkalin. They used to keep a curtain around the idols, right, as if it's something special. Kilkalin is like the word Kla'im, right, curtains. Anything within the curtains, Afilu Maim V'melach Aser. Even water, salt, anything within the curtain, that's part of the the service of the idol, Kain Pnim, Rashi says it's Tikroves, and therefore it's Aser. Chutz L'Kilkalin, then it depends. Darvish Shalnoi Aser, She'enel Shalnoi Mutter. Depends if it beautifies the idol. Amr Vizir Barchanina, Naktinan, Ein Kilkalin, Lo Pa'ar, V'lo L'Markolis. Par and Markolis, the curtains don't make a difference, because based on what you do to them, it doesn't matter whether it's in or out. L'Mai, Ilema Da'filu Pnim Kachutz Dami V'Shari, is that saying that even something close to it is Mutter? No, that can't be. Hashta piri mefarin kameh. Mayim o'melech lo makrivan leh. Right, you relieve yourself in front of it. So water and salt are anything worse. Ella, no, the opposite. Ella filu chutz kibifnim dami va'aser. Meaning, even if it's outside the curtain, if it's related to pa'or, it's going to be aser, because you do anything to the pa'or, it's all going to be aser. Period. Good, a little bit more. Avodas kochavim shahaya lagina omerchatz. If an idol, now we're getting into the next category, items that are just in the vicinity of the idol, right? Avodas kochavim shahaya lagina omerchatz. It has a garden, right? Not l'shem noi. It just happens to be in a garden. It happens to be in a chatzer omerchatz. Nen mem shelo betova. You're allowed to get hana from that garden, from that merchatz. Shelo betova, right? With what does shelo betova mean? For our purposes, we'll see the Gemara says, Rashi's gonna talk about this also, and the Gemara's gonna talk about this. Just read the Rashi. Shelo yalu schar lekomrim. You can't pay for your hana. Can't pay for your hana. Ve'inenin shelo, you're allowed to get hana shelo betova. Why are you allowed to get hana? Right, isn't it usher? Rashi says, but we had earlier, ein hektish lavodas kochavim. Right, there's no kinyan chatzer, there's no hakdasha, there's no, oh, this is designated. This isn't part of the idol. And therefore, you're allowed to get hana. Shelo betova, we'll see why. You shouldn't pay for it, because ultimately that money might go towards the avodah zarah. Ve'inenin mehen. But you can't get hana, nenim shelo betova, ve'inenin mehen betova. You're not allowed to get hana betova, you're not allowed to pay for, not allowed to pay for it. Haya shelo v'shal acherim. What if it's jointly owned? Nenin mehen bein betova, mehen shelo betova. So then you're allowed to even get pay for it, because the money is not directly going for the idol or for the idol's worshippers, because it is even jointly owned by a non-avodah zarah. And here we have the machlokas that we mentioned. Avodas kochavim shelo v'kochavim asura miyad. The Mishnah holds that an idol of a goy is asur right away. B'shel Yisrael ein asur ela acheti aved. Right? But of a Jew, it's only asur once it is worshipped. So we'll get back to the Hashem tomorrow when we get into the Machlokas Tanam. Let's just do the first little piece. Amar Abaya, Betova, Betova's Komrim. Shalom Betova, Shalom Betova's Komrim. Betova means paying the priests. Shalom Betova means not paying the priests. La Fuke, Tovas Ovdea, the Shari. But just paying some of the people who are serving there, that wouldn't be a problem, because that money's not going to the idol. Iga the Basi La Seifa, and others have it more machmir. Haya Shelo v'shal acherim, on the Seifa, where it's jointly owned, then a man betova v'shal betova, then you're allowed to pay. Amar Abaya, betova betovas acherim, shelo betova shelo betovas komrim. You're only allowed to pay others. You're never allowed to pay komrim, even if it's jointly owned. So, ma de masti aseifa kol shekin aresha. If you say it's usur to do that in the seifa, kol shekin aresha, because that's where it's actually going to the komrim. Ma de masti aresha of a seifa, if you have the first version of abaya, that would only be on the resha, but aval aseifa, kivan dika cherim bahada, afilu betovas komrim, nami shepherd dummy. They would say if it's jointly owned, you could even pay the komrim, and that's how pashas we understood the Mishnah, but that is two versions in the Gemara. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the two dots. The Shem will continue. Again, there's a lot. Again, but to keep in clear all the different categories related to Avodah Zarah. Yeah, we'll stop here.